troubled waters of your soul.
God. Hope everyone's doing well. Just a beautiful, beautiful day the Lord's given us. I'm ready for church tonight. Let's all stand, if you will. We'll go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer as we open up our service. Does anyone on my right side have a spoken prayer request tonight? Yes, sister. Yes, ma'am.
Can I give a praise report?
Absolutely.
The little girl that we had been asking prayer for, Peyton, she's 2.5 years old, that was in the car wreck, that exploded, her heart quit for 15 minutes. They got it started back at the site, and they had to take some of her school off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they put her in one of them comas, induced comas, and they were going to keep her in it for like a week, I think it was. Well, last night she started doing some stuff with her eyes, and she even did her mama's finger, squeezed her mama's finger, so they slowly but surely started taking her off. So she's breathing on her own, from a 20% chance of making it. She's breathing on her own. She woke up this morning.
No.
You know, you can't tell me there's not God.
That's right.
God,
amen.
There was churches all over the place praying to that little girl. And they told us our mama that they're expecting her to have some brain damage, but they don't know exactly how much until they can get to it. I just don't have no brain damage.
Amen.
That's my God.
That's right. Praise God.
That's right.
He is wonderful. And wonderful to be praised. And also we'll keep that prayer request. Anyone else on the right side with a spoken prayer request tonight? All righty. Anyone on the left side this evening with a spoken prayer request? Okay, praise the Lord.
Yes, sir. I remember Kevin Friday.
Kevin's Friday. Okay, absolutely. Absolutely. And I also had asked for prayer for two men or young men that were in they were in motorcycle wrecks, but they were both wrecked together. I guess it was Friday night, Saturday night. And the one that was airlifted, the swelling on the brain is better, and I know the prayer, but I just want to thank y'all for your prayer, but we want to keep them in our prayer request too. I put their names in the prayer box. And also, if you have an unspoken prayer request tonight, just show by raising your hand. God knows. And if you're watching online this evening, if you have a prayer request, just write it in the comments. We'll be glad to pray with you to an almighty God that we serve, because it's all about Him. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise Your name. Lord, we thank You for allowing us to gather in Your house and in Your name this evening. Dear Lord, this beautiful day You've given us, this beautiful season, Lord, as we're coming into it, dear Lord, there's so much excitement, so much change in the air, dear Lord, as the flowers bloom and everything seems to be coming to life. And dear Lord, we want to thank You for this opportunity You've given us, dear Lord, for this day You've given us, and for this chance we have, dear Lord, to come together in one mind and one accord, Lord, to worship You, to hear Your word, dear Lord, to praise You, dear Lord, and just to lift You up and honor You, dear Lord. May we slow down in our busy time, dear Lord, and just reach out to You and let You minister to each and every one. Dear Lord, You've heard the spoken prayer request, Lord, and You know those unspoken, those hands that were raised, the thoughts that's in our hearts. Lord, we ask You now to be. We know there are some watching right now that's going through procedures. There's some procedures being planned right now, dear Lord, some surgeries. Lord, we ask You to touch each and every one. But, dear Lord, we just honor You. We just praise You. And, dear Lord, again, we just thank You for this opportunity. And, dear Lord, we give You all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say,
amen,
amen, amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God. Brother Greg, back in the sound box. I apologize. I'll Fly Away, page 333. I gave a completely different song this evening, but they were playing this, and I love it.
Fly away, fly away, fly away, fly away.
Everybody's seated if you can. Praise the Lord. We're just all just going to worship the Lord this evening. We're going to take up the evening offering and then call on some special singers tonight. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord to bless our offering?
Dear Lord, we thank you, Lord, for another wonderful day, Lord, you've given us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for everyone that's come out tonight to give you praise, my Lord. As to bless all those that are not able to be here, Lord, bless this offering from the purpose of our work, Lord. Bless all those that have to give, especially those who don't. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Kevin comes in my mind, and I said, "Lord, I'm praying the healing for Kevin too." Praise the Lord. We just got to keep holding on, don't we?
Amen.
Why? Because help is on the way. Y'all worship the Lord.
on a little longer. Come on back. Help is on the way. Come on, everybody.
Clouds of doubt hover o'er me. Storm clouds toss me to and fro. There is a place I can go. Cause he's a ship for every tempest. Hard against me, he called out, and I
praise the Lord. How many knows God is our refuge?
Amen. Why do we need refuge? Because the storms are rough. Amen. Life is rough. I was hearing somebody say that today, that didn't take us long to understand and learn that life is rough. But you know what? Our heavenly reward is going to make us forget every trouble and trial we've ever had, every sickness, every affliction. Amen. We're going to a place where there'll be no sickness, no pain, no sorrow. Praise God, no more death. God is our refuge. No matter how hard the storm is or how violent things are, we've always got a refuge and a place we can go, amen, and receive that comfort and that solace that only the Spirit of God can give. We've asked Brother Jim to preach for us tonight. I appreciate Brother Jim. I appreciate our ministers. Brother Jim, come take your liberty in the Lord. Give us what the Lord has laid upon your heart tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Love the Word.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Let all say, praise the Lord. As we come together tonight, I'm just really excited about being up here. When Brother Eddie asked me, I've got a little book that I just write tidbits in. I wish I could write music because I've got those little tidbits. I wish somebody could put them all together for me. But I will say this as I look back through them and thoughts start going through your mind of things and trying to remember when did I write it down or what was the thought process. But every time I get up here, because truthfully, before I do, I have to say, okay, Lord, it's yours. Let me get out of the way. And I just ask that y'all would just bear with me and just pray with me tonight. And we do thank you for all your prayers, those that are here live with us tonight, those that are watching on the live feed or at a later date. We really appreciate your prayers for all of our ministries that go forth out of here, our pastor and his family, all the prayer requests that we get. It's just tremendous how many comes through. Because I do believe, without a shadow of a doubt, that as God's Word goes forth and we have an opportunity to pray and to speak His Word or to even minister in whatever way we do, each and every one of you are a minister. Those testimonies of praise, there are so many that only know God through those praises. And we just love the Lord tonight. So if you would, let's all turn in the Bible to Hebrews 13. We're going to read familiar verses. I've got a couple of different Bibles I was looking at. One's a study Bible. One's, as Brother Eddie calls, a preaching Bible. It's not really marked up, and it's got bigger words for me. That's what I have to use. But Hebrews 13, we're going to read tonight just a little bit here. We're going to read verse 5 through 9. There's a lot in this, so y'all kind of bear with me as we read. And when you get there, just say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Let your conversation be without covetousness. And be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Praise God. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever.
Amen.
Oh. In verse 9, be not cared about with diverse and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. Praise the Lord. Brother Eddie, would you ask the Lord just to bless His Word tonight, His message?
Dear Heavenly Father, we know, Lord, that You are our helper. Father, we're so thankful for that. Father, I ask, Lord, that the Holy Spirit, God, will just lead us and guide us and direct us tonight. Father,
yes, Lord.
Ask that You'll anoint Brother Jim. God, anoint his lips of clay. God, anoint his tongue, God, that he might speak that, Lord, that You would have him to speak to our hearts. God, that it might produce growth and edification into our spirit. Help us to be in one mind and one accord tonight, receptive not only to Your Word, but to Your precious will as well. Father, yes. We'll give You the praise, the honor, and the glory. We'll ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. And thank You for His Word, how great He is. You know, as we read this, and just in those five verses, you know, the messages that just pop out or the studies that we do. And I want to kind of brag just for a second as we get started into His Word. I'm so influenced not only by my pastor, Brother Eddie, and all the other ministers and all of each and every one of you, but my Sunday school class is probably the most challenging and open class that I've been a part of, and I love it. And if you're not in Sunday school, we want to invite you to Sunday school. We have two adult classes for you to choose from. Ours is an open forum. We just sit around, and we're using the Bible as our text, and we're going through from the front of the Bible, and we're leaving Joshua going into Judges, and we've been doing a lot of studies. And then we also have an opportunity if there's other side things that we want to talk about. But my heart has been so recently pricked about the times that we live in and the things that are going forth. And that's why when I give you this title, you'll know exactly where I'm going with this. But the title for the message tonight is very simple. It's Unchangeable. And that is my God. Unchangeable. In verse 5 it says, Not let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. That verse alone goes along with the songs and along with the prayer tonight. And it says, hold on a little bit later, longer, because I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Because his word is this word that we're reading, this Bible, is the word of God, and it is unchangeable just like our God is. There are so many promises that God gives us in our scripture. And I don't know about y'all, it took me a long time. Y'all probably been doing this for many, many years, or it's a lot of y'all are a lot younger than many, many, but it took me a long time to realize when I needed something, I need to just get in the word. You got the prayer room with prayer, and open up the Bible and let the God minister to me on things that I need. And I'll be quite honest with you, it's right here in this Bible. This is a roadmap of life that God's given each and every one of us. So as we read that, it says, let not your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. I don't know about y'all, but I'm not always very content in certain things. I have desires and dreams and things that I go after. But I'm learning to be content. Just like the apostle says, no matter what condition I'm in, no matter where I am, I'm content with the Lord, and I'm just letting him minister to me. I am blessed. And then in 6 it says, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. That alone covers me for today. For this time and day that we live in, every time you flip on the TV or you flip on the news, I actually sat down with Elaine last night and we watched a show, and I was told in that show how bad I am and how horrible things are. But as I've been studying the Bible and reading this verse, I realized, no, my God's unchangeable. He's prepared for me everything that I have. He's preparing for me things that I haven't seen yet. Not only from the beauty of heaven and the mansion is the skies, but he's going to keep my health, my everything that I need is provided. And he's unchangeable. As I was reading this and getting somewhere else, I wanted to go get y'all to jump down to 9, because this is where our Sunday school class had a great, great lesson. And it wasn't actually on this verse, but I want to read it to you. Be not cared about with diverse and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meat, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. And what that's saying to me and to us right now in this word, diverse and strange doctrines. If God is unchanged in everything that he does, his word is perfect. He planned everything for us, for each and every one of us. And I know it's a Wednesday night crowd. I say that a lot on Wednesday nights, but it's a special crowd because I know it's a choice to be here tonight. Whether you're watching online, watching live, or at a later date, God knows who's hearing this message. He is unchangeable. Everything that he's promised us is true and will come to pass. But he tells us real quick, be not cared about with diverse and strange doctrines. Because the reason I'm talking about that, and we talked about this in class, we talked about apostasy and how everything is changing. We're going to change a little bit of this, change a little bit of that. Then next thing you know, God's completely out of the picture. He's going to the devil and the enemy just wants to come into us and just a little bit at a time. Just twist it just a little bit at a time. I know I've talked to them in the class, and most of y'all know I've gone through a few health issues. Y'all have just watched me over the years. Lord's blessed me with too much to even listing it. It's just too much except to say how great my God is. But I've learned that I've, you know, with diabetes and when I was having the issues, that if I exercise and eat properly, those numbers get better. But when I do what I want to do and eat the other things that I like, those numbers go the wrong way. And that's the way the Word is. If we stay in the Word and we go with Him and let Him enrich us, let Him comfort us, let Him guide us, bring it to the Lord when we need it, call on the elders of the church, be anointed with oil and have the prayer of faith and to be healed and to let the Lord just touch us and to forgive us for our sins, repent and turn from our evil ways. He says, do not or be not carried about with diverse or strange doctrines. I'm going to be honest with you. Those doctrines are alive and well right now. There's not a commercial you probably can't turn on besides the lawyer wants to sue folks. But there's not a commercial you can't turn on that you can get a shot for it. You can get a pill for it. You can get surgery for it. And we're just going to fix you up perfect. But the only one that I believe in my heart without any shadow of a doubt, alcohol doesn't do it. Drugs won't do it. Just letting your eyes and your mind wander with adultery and all the other fornication things that go forth, that's not going to give you a joy and a peace that's going to last through eternity. If we read in the Old Testament, and as Moses, and even as the people left, the 40 years it took to go through the desert, then as they cross the Red Sea and it goes into Canaan land, and you're in Joshua, and they divided the lands, and God said, conquer this, I'm giving it to you. Take it. And then as we read further in, they didn't clean it all up. They left groups. They left pockets. And as we read further and we get into Judges, it shows that they were intermarrying, intermingling. There were false idols being brought back in. There were so many things that were bringing in. That's exactly what's happening today. Sure, we're all being told you're supposed to be nice and love everybody. That's the worldly message too, just like it's God's. They take so much from the Word. You know, the devil will use and twist that around to tempt us and to tempt our children, to tempt our homes. But my God is unchangeable. His Word is true. His Ten Commandments are there for a reason. And you can take, and I've said this many, many times, you take just those Ten Commandments, and they're blocked right now with a flower. But it doesn't change them. But if the Ten Commandments, if you just use the word love and follow those, then none of these other things will even happen. And we follow God. But those things that change and come at us, as the writer says, but then he comes back to 8. I just want to read this again. It says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forevermore. I bet you all have used that many, many times. I know I do. How many times? We've got Mason living with us right now. We're kind of in and out. And given an opportunity, I told somebody, we got him a truck, but he had to get tired riding with me to school every morning. Bless his heart. I did the talking, and he did the yes, sir. He's just a good kid. But he's young. You know, you can't just make people learn things. You got to experience things, and you have to do things. But if we follow this roadmap of life, the Word of God, and it's going to tell you real quick, God is unchangeable. Just like it says right here. It says He's the same yesterday, today, and it says forever. That means forever and ever. You know, you think about infinity. I don't know about y'all. I like math. And like I could do real good in math. I just enjoyed it. I'm a counter, so it's there might be something wrong with me. I just sit there and I count stuff all the time. But I love it. But when you do affinity and you used to put them little dots, and I know playing when I was young, I just dot, dot, all the way across the paper. It probably drove my teacher crazy. But I love that infinity, and that's what God is. He's unchangeable. For every good gift, and this is out of James, and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness, that's a good word, neither shadow of turning. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hardest form, the earth and the world, and even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's unchangeable. I want this to be a praise, but I also want it to be a wake-up call. Why is he saying stay away from diverse and strange doctrines? You cannot soften this word. You cannot change the word. You cannot go in and say, well, that doesn't really apply to me. Yeah, it does. It's to us. It's to each and every one of his child that he breathed the breath of air into each and every one of us. We are his children. He loves everyone. He doesn't love the sin, but he wants everyone to be with him and be his child. As y'all know, he didn't create hell for that. He created for the devil, but it's just so many others. But if we go through with our life and everything that we do, I just want to talk to y'all tonight just a little bit about my unchangeable God, how great he is, greater than anything we could ever imagine. He's the creator of all. Revelations 1:8 says, I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. He's unchangeable. In this time that God sees fit to tell us, just like he told the children as after they'd gone into Canaan land, don't let this idolatry, this stuff that infiltrates you, actually what it does, you can take beautiful clear water and you can make it stagnant and sour if you put the wrong items in it. And that's exactly what we talk about, it being cloudy. What does mud do? It just makes it all cloudy. And that's what we can do. But God has given us direction to follow him and his word. And you know, I used to say this, and as we go through it so many times, there's a place here that if we go through something and we're being challenged, and I may not see the answer as quick as I think that answer needs to become. So God, I need you to fix this. And then I turn around and said, God, I need you to fix this. But see, it's his timing. It's his way. And that's exactly what we got to depend on. A mama praying for her son, claiming that victory. And it's in God's time. We're going to go through things. There's going to be things done. There's going to be doors closed. But there's going to be other ones opened. There's a direction that we ought to go by. We cannot soften. And as our pastor said this Sunday, we've got to reach out to the lost. We've got to reach out to the crying and the hungry and the naked and let them know how much God loves them. No matter what they're hearing in the news today or the polluting the colleges and all the different avenues, that stuff, that false doctrines that go forth or that strange doctrines as it says in the Word, we cannot let that distort the Word of God. We have to stand strong in our faith, and our hope is in Jesus Christ. I wrote something down that I saw, and I thought it was really neat. And I actually remembered to write down who I got it from, but it was Dr. David Jeremiah. He's got a ministry as a pastor, and he was talking about. I didn't hear the whole beginning, but I just saw this part of it, and it really touched my heart. And I think about as we cry out for prayer, and we want God to touch something or to take care of something or a need. And I love this, and it was just like a little flash thing of words. It says, God whispers, I have not changed. No matter what you're going through, no matter how hard it seems, God whispers, trust in me. You know, as we're crying out, whether it be for a loved one or for ourselves or for a situation, God whispers, fear not. Those unknowns, those variables, those test results we're waiting on, the procedures that's being done when we're handling this thing, God whispers, I am with you always. See, God's unchangeable. God's word is so truth. He's greater than anything I can say. And what about those things that when we say we feel like we're alone? But no, God whispers, I am with you always. And then God whispers, let me be your strength. No matter how weak we feel, no matter how many times we reach out and say, Lord, I can't handle this on my own. He says, give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. I'll be your strength. I'll hold you up. Lord, I can't get rid of it. I don't know what to do. Give it to me. Like I said, God whispers, let me be your strength. And as time goes on and we're trying to release everything and we're trying to ask God, I bring it to you but I don't want to pick it up and carry it back with me as I normally do. How do I release it? And God says, because I love you, give it to me. He whispers that. And then the last thing that I wrote down in that group, there was more of them. And as we're seeking this daily and wondering, well, that worked yesterday. God saved me. And then I went back in the world and I'm working and I'm distracted. And all the noise that's on the airways everywhere that we are. And learning that we've got to shut things off to have that one-on-one time with God in our prayer closet. But then He whispers back and says, carry on. Because He's not changed. And we're to trust Him. And we're to have no fear because we've given it to God. And He's telling us because we don't have that fear is because He's with us always. And that He'll be our strength. And most of all, He loves us. And He's telling us to carry on in this life. No matter what the burden seems, no matter how heavy it seems. Brother Tony, many years ago when he was preaching up here one night, he talked about the yoke. And I'll never forget that message. It impacted me so much. And he says, you know, basically I'm paraphrasing, but bring me all your burdens and cares. And as they talk about the yoke, where you have two oxen, a young one and one that's already mature, or an older one that already knows what to do, and it's carrying more of the load. And as we're running around trying to do our little thing but trying to stay true, God says, let just yoke up to me. Come with me. And He says, I'll carry you through. Our hope is in Christ. You know, I'm going to say this. My hope is in Christ. And I hope your hope is in Christ. Because of why? He's already paid the price. He is our Savior. He did the sacrifice, His precious blood for you and I. And there's so much more that I want to say except keep emphasizing, please. God has never changed. From the beginning, when He spoke everything into existence, and He formed man, and He breathed the breath of life into man, because that's what He did for us. He already prepared, He knew what we needed in the future at that time. He knew we needed a sacrifice, and He gave His only Son, Jesus Christ, to live that perfect life. And to die for you and I on the cross. But what's the best story? That resurrection Sunday when He was alive. And Jesus now sits at the right hand of the throne of God. In intercession for you and I. He's unchangeable. These words are just as good when they were written. And just as true as they are today and they will be tomorrow. Don't wait to let the Lord heal you. To touch you. To protect you. To provide for you, to give you that strength to carry on. No matter what we're going through. I told you about that motorcycle wreck the other night, and I have to tell you something that I was told yesterday that just broke my heart. And I have to be honest with you. I don't know the man well enough, young man, I want to talk to him. But alcohol was involved. He was already given, you know, the one that was hit by the other one, the one that's at Grady. But without giving names or anything, I don't want to offend anyone, but I want to speak the truth. He made the statement, I need to think about drinking this beer. And I thought, good. If God can turn anything, a bad thing into a good thing. But then he said, but I can't right now. I need it to function. To cope with the other one being in the hospital and what he's going to go through. I'm sure there's going to be legal ramifications here. Well, I know there are. Think about that thought. I can't go to the Lord now because I've got to get cleaned up, or I can't give this up because I need it now. How many things are we being told, bring it to the Lord? No matter how we feel we're dirty or that we're not good enough. You know, it doesn't take anything special except for hearing the Word, believing that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, and laying it all down at His feet at the cross. And saying, Lord, I need You. Instead of hearing someone say, I can't give this up right now because I need it to function until I got to get all these problems worked out, so alcohol's going to help me. Or that shot, or that pill, or that smoke, or whatever. See, my God is unchangeable. He has offered us everything that we need for abundant life. That meal barrel maybe not be full and overflowing, but it'll never run out when we put our faith in the Lord. We may lose a job, but with our faith in God and letting Him guide and protect us, who's to know what door He's fixing to open for us? Heard of a brother that fell off the back of the truck, hit his head. But I have to be honest with you. He's able to talk to us today. Who knows how it could have been? And I just want to say to y'all, I can't say it enough. And unchangeable seemed like a simple word to some people, but to me it means so much right now. You know, when we sing about how great God is, and all that He's done, and all that He is, the great I am, but it's unchangeable. But we can choose to live with Him forever, for that infinity, for that dot, 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 dot. Or we can choose a path of, well, I can't right now. I need this other substance just so I can function. God, take that away, that desire away from you immediately. We just have to release it to Him. I just have to say that again tonight. And I wrote down so many other notes, and it doesn't feel right, but I am going to read to you 1 Peter 1:24 through 25, a very, very strong verses. And I'm going to use this to close with, because I know it's Wednesday night. I know everybody's tired. We've worked, and it's just a wonderful time to get back together, though, in the Lord. We used to call it refueling. Wednesday night prayer meeting. 1 Peter 1:24 through 25. And I'm sorry, I've got it printed on a piece of paper. I didn't flip in my Bible, but it says, "For all flesh is as grass, in all the glory of man as a flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower therefore falleth away." But in 25 it says, "But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you." His word is forever. He's unchangeable. He loves you. He loves you. I don't care. Whoever's watching live tonight, I feel like there's somebody that feels like they're up against something that there's no way that they're going to be able to conquer it. There's no way they're going to be able to find peace with it. Or no way that they're going to be able to get out of a situation they've dug a hole so deep that they can't get out of. But I'm going to tell you, this unchangeable, this mighty God that we serve, that created all, and our Savior Jesus Christ by one name and one name alone, and that's the name of Jesus. If you turn your life over to Him and let Him be your Lord and Savior, I'm going to tell you right now is the time. I don't care where you are, if you're watching live or if you're watching at a later date. If you'll just hit your knees, if you can kneel. But if you're laying in a bed and can't get down, that's fine. God will meet you right wherever you are. And just prayer. Say, "Lord, I believe. Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm not worthy to come to You. But, the Lord, if You'll come to me, the Lord, I just surrender my life to You. And I accept You as my Lord and Savior." And I promise you, your life will change, because that unchangeable God can change us in an instant, in an instant. Love each and every one of you. I know this is not it is for me. I'm sorry, it's a shouting message for me. And I'm going to say it. Just be aware of those strange teachings, those doctrines, those people that are turning this in. I can entertain you. We've got the best music, the best singer. We're the most blessed church around. But we're not here to entertain. We're here to lift up the glory to God. And instruments played, praises with our hands raised. The preaching that comes forth from our pastor and the other ministers here is top to none, except Almighty God. Love each and every one of you. Thank you for your time tonight. I just want to pray. And if you will, I want to invite you back Sunday school. Because I'll be honest with you, all classes, there's plenty of room. And we're looking forward to seeing y'all, and just love the Lord. And I just, out of these things, there's so much more that I could say. And I've got to say 6 again because I can't leave without reading it. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Don't worry about the political situations, the things where the names that are being called to Christians. Stay true to your faith. Put God first in everything that you do. And let Him be the Lord of you and your family and your home. Because just like the prison guard, it was fixed to kill himself after the earthquake when Paul and Silas said, don't, we're still here. And it took all that, them going to prison, all those situations they went through, to save that one prison guard and his family. If you're going through something and the Lord gives you an opportunity to testify, to witness to, be about God's business. Because His Word is unchangeable. Love y'all. Love y'all. I'll turn this over to Brother Eddie.
Thank you, brother. Can you say amen?
Amen.
God is unchangeable. Amen. But He did change us. Aren't you glad that He changed us? Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
God is so good. Amen. He's always been good. Amen. As Brother Jim was talking about, he's unchangeable. He's always been. You know why he's unchangeable? Because you don't change perfection. And God is a perfect God. Amen. And he cannot be added to and he cannot be taken from. You know, he's the same God today that split that Red Sea. And sometimes we worry about a situation. Amen. God is a mighty God. I'll leave this with you as we close. I was thinking about as Brother Jim was preaching and how we as a society change things. And at a very, very early age, Karen loved to play board games. And she found out if she played by the rules, she didn't win every time. And that wasn't good. That wasn't, at a very young age, before school age, she wanted to win every time. So she would change the rules. And my dad, he would let her. It didn't matter. You know, he just wanted her to win. So he never knew what the rules were, though, because they were always changing. And I said that, and I'm afraid society's trying to do that.
Yes.
They're trying to just constantly change the rules, and if you play by their rules, you don't know what their rules are. But isn't it good to know that God's Word never changes, and He never changes? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. We may not always win in life, amen, but we'll come out on the winning side. Because he's a never-failing God. God bless you. We love you. Have a great evening, a wonderful evening, and just keep someone on your prayer list. There's a lot of folks that need prayer. They come on the live stream. They come also on the text messages. So let's continue to keep each and every one who's in prayer need of prayer tonight praying for them. With this prayer, we'll be dismissed. Can you bow your heads? Dear gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, how we love you and how we thank you. God, for your goodness, your grace, your mercy. God, your abounding love. For those who've gathered here tonight, Father, I pray your abundant blessing upon each and every one. God, every family that's represented, Father, I pray that you'll be with us. Help those, touch those who are sick, those who are afflicted. God, those in the nursing homes and Lord, those in the hospitals. Father, I just pray that you would reach out right now. But God, also, I pray, God, that you would reach out with your convicting power to the lost. God, bring them in. God, give them an urgency, Lord, to find you in an altar of repentance. And Father, we'll love you and we'll praise you and we'll thank you. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Good evening. We love each and every one of you.